Okay, so we're going to go weiter in. We're going to go weiter. It's good. We're going to go weiter in Yuchan Shomrim. We started talking about doctors, babysitters. So we were talking about all the combinations of ages and all the complications. But let's say there is a problem with Yuchan. You have a 9-year-old boy with a grown-up girl babysitter. Right? One person, or a doctor's office when the doctor is dealing with a male doctor dealing with a female patient, or in an office late at night, things like that. So the Gemara that we spoke last week, the concept of a shomer is this people that with whom there's no yichud, so they're not part of the yichud, but they're shomer, then no one else is going to do anything. So who's that? Let's say we said a child of the age between 6 and 9 years old, so they're not old enough to be part of the yichud, but they're old enough to know that something fishy is going on, and maybe they could be a shomer on the yichud. So you could have a shomer that way. You could have a shomer of somebody who's not part of the yichud for a different reason. Let's say you could have a shomer who's an adult woman, but she's a baila b'ir. So the woman who's baila b'ir is not part of the yichud because there's no concern. So now she becomes a shomeres. You could have a man who's ishta imai, so his wife is there. You could have five women. There's five relatives that the Gemara says. The assumption is that they look to rat each other out. They don't like each other. Sister-in-law, mother-in-law, etc. So therefore, if they're part of the yichud, also it would be motive. So
Baal-Bair helps if the woman's in a different house.
We discussed that in Baal-Bair. As long as the guy knows where it is,
he has to know that his wife's in a different house.
Right. If his husband knows where it is and he's Bair, then right. If she just says, "Hey, I have an appointment. See you later." Well, even that case is not so possible. But if she knows where he is. So there's...
The husband
knows that she's in a specific location. He knows where she is. And he's Be'ir, that could be would work. So a lot of cases, times, this is not Nogea. Late at night, one other point, we have to speak out, very important, Allah, that late at night, which means after bedtime, after people go to sleep, late at night, you need two shomer. So late at night, you need two shomer, which got complicated last week with all the ages and the combinations. So the shaila is there any other eitza to avoid yichud? Like we said, in an office scenario, you're sitting there, there's a secretary, a person's doing work, it's not a big office, and let's say it's late at night, or not even late, but it's in the afternoon already, people are emptying out, etc. So there is another heter, and then the question is, how do we utilize this heter? And it's two lines in the Gemara Kiddushin. That's why I didn't make the copy, because it's literally two lines in the Gemara Kiddushin. Amar Tzalkesh, Pesach Basurach L'Rashus Rabim, Ein Bo Mishim Yichud. That's the whole Gemara. And on that, we have pages and pages and pages in the Poskim. So Amar Tzalkesh, Pesach Basurach L'Rashus Rabim, Ein Bo Mishim Yichud. If the door is open to the public, there is no Yichud. Okay? So before we even analyze that, there is a major, major machloikes between earlier poskim and then others, and the question of what everyone said. There's a famous shita of the Beis Meir and Rabbi Kiveger, the Gedolim of that time. The Rabbi Kiveger and the Beis Meir both say that what that means is it has to literally be open. It has to literally, the door has to be wide open. And Kipshutai, the reason it has to be wide open is, and if you look at the Beis Meir, it sounds like what he's saying is, first of all, because people could see inside. But that doesn't cover all the cases, because let's say, here, that door is open. But if you're on the side of over there, where he's giving the shear, you can't see it from the door, necessarily. So, but in general, if the door is wide open, then it takes away yichud. We'll get to the lumbus in a minute. But that's Rabbi Kiveger and the Beis Meir. Okay, that case is not shchiach in many eifanim. You don't want to leave the door wide open. Maybe it's the winter, it's cold outside. Maybe it's the summer, it's hot outside. Maybe there's bugs, maybe there's this, maybe there's that. Maybe
you don't want people
You don't want people coming in. Exactly.
I mean,
what?
I mean, a sign that says we're open for business. It's not saying.
Okay, let's see. They're saying that you need the door to be wide open. The other Rishayim, now there's an open diak in the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Rashba says, no, it's not about the door being wide open. It's about, even if the door is closed, but it's unlocked, that's also not Yichud. Yichud is, door has to be locked. That's the situation of Yichud. That's what the Rashba's mashma. The Binyan Tzion, who's the Aruch Laner in the Tshuva, so he basically says if we would go through Rabbi Kiva Eger, then we would be really stuck. Because there will be Pesach Pasuach will become an irrelevant heter. Because it's only if the door is open. Who keeps the door open? No one keeps the door open. So he says, he says we have to find heters. He brings up the Tshuvas HaRashba. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir knew about the Tshuvas HaRashba, but they said it's a misprint. They say it's the wrong girsa. But the Aruch Laner says it's the right girsa. And the Rashba says Yichud has to be a door locked. If the door is closed, it's still considered Pesach Pasuach L'shus HaRabbi. The question is, what's this machlekes in lumdus, first of all? What's the lumdus here? Now, he holds that it's only not yichud if the door is open. He holds that the heter is that the door is closed.
Accessible.
What?
That's accessible.
And that's for sure, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, that's pashut, that the door being open, being unlocked, is only a heter if it's shayich that people will come in. It has to be possible that someone would come in. Okay? So that means once it's like really late at night, no one's walking around in the streets. No one. So now.
That's like an answer. Sure. Everybody just walks in.
Right. Okay. That was the whole discussion.
For them, will be maybe a non American.
America is still possible. Knocks the door.
Walks into your house.
Right, okay. No, but we'll see where it is shy here in America. We'll see cases out of shy. But I want to just, before we get to practical, I want to get the lumdus here. So I think that the lumdus is, if you look in the Lashonis, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir are learning that the reason Pesach Pasuach is not Yichud is because you're not in a private place. Yichud, the definition of Yichud, the Aleph Beis is, you are in seclusion, you're in privacy with the man and the woman are in privacy together. It's a yichud. So when the door is open, I don't care. People could see. People can't see. People could come in. People can't. It's not even the point necessarily. Just like you're going to tell me, right? If you're in the street and there's nobody in the street right now, is that yichud? It's COVID and everyone's inside. So there's nobody in the street, right? There's a snowstorm. You go outside. It's like the snow is still, you know, like it's pristine. No one stepped in the snow. So you're sitting there. No one's in the street, right? So that's yichud. It's not by definition not a private place.
When we say realistically, if there really is no one, then it would be. We say that in the mountains or the woods. So there, because there's no one there.
Okay, I'm talking about basically it's a public place. Be'etzem.
The whole difference is that there could be people around. If there's
windows. I'm just saying, you don't have to start counting. It's not taking a survey. You don't have to take a census. How many people? You're in the street. You're not in a private place by definition. So they're learning the Pesach Pasuach L'shus HaRabbim creates that you're not in a privacy. You're not in a seclusion together. Altogether. It's not a secluded place. It's wide open. That's the bottom line. It's not. It doesn't make a difference coming in. But if once the door is closed, it's considered private. Now you want to come with a new heter. Maybe someone will come in. Maybe. Who says that's a heter and yichud? That idea maybe is enough for a mashgiach by Melchik Gressler. Maybe it's enough to say, okay, I'm not concerned. They're going to switch ketchup, the kosher ketchup for the trade ketchup. Okay, fine. So there's things where a yotzev and nichnas is enough of a mashgiach. Okay, who said that works for yichud? You can't apply that anywhere else. It's a specific halacha over there where it said. And it said, I can't. It doesn't work for any other area. So that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir said, that's nothing to do with Pesach Pasuach L'shus HaRabbim. So the fact that someone could come in does not help for yichud. If we would go with that definition, the door has to be open. And basically, this heter would go down the two. It wouldn't really be nogea. It wouldn't really be nogea in most cases.
Is there a time is someone dropping off something?
We were wondering about the Chatzishir or whatever. You know, I would say that it's better to attack in that case, leave the door open. Maybe that's where you have it. You're coming to drop something, so don't close the door. You know?
There's a single Chatzishir there, though. right? Because it's not a matter of how much time you spend there, it's a matter of how much you could spend there.
That's where you could use your Kivagir's hat there. You're coming in, there's the woman's home alone, her husband's not in the city, you have to bring in a package. So knock on the door, she opens the door, you leave the door open and bring in the package. The other pshat now, I will say that the poiskim seem to say that, interestingly enough, in this case, the poiskim from Eretz Yisrael are more lenient than the poiskim from America. That maybe has to do with this. Because it's more common for people to pop in and out. But overall, the poskim don't go with the Rebbe Kivagir. They go with the other pshat. That if the door's locked and unlocked, closed, but unlocked, it's still called Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Harav. What's the idea behind it? So we have two ideas. One idea is what we just said. It's a mirsas, you're afraid. Someone could come in every minute. Someone could come in every minute. Obviously, it has to be realistic. Someone would come. So that's what everyone's saying. Well, what do you mean someone's going to leave the door unlocked? All of a sudden people are coming in. So Rav Moshe does say, which I don't know why you mentioned from a poisek that it doesn't work. Rav Moshe has a tshuva saying that if there's a reasonable expectation that if you knock on the door, you know, and everyone knows you're home, and you don't come to the door, people think it's weird. It could be, he says, that that's also a shtickle Pesach Pesach Hashanah. Because Lamaisa, what's going on? Why you're home? Why are you ignoring me?
Because I
don't
want to open up for the Mashiach.
That would be even luck.
Saying, what? Right.
That would be even luck.
Like, I don't think it's weird nowadays you knock on someone's door and then open it up that all of a sudden you're assuming they're having an affair with someone.
I'm saying, okay, but Ramesh does say such a svar that there's an expectation. But on Kaponim, when the door is unlocked, what's the vart? Is the vart someone could come in and out? So the Elm's timing, it's not realistic. People don't come in and out. People don't walk into your house even if it's unlocked. We'll see where it is, Nogia. But if it's not locked, people are not coming in. But the Chazanish has a Lashon. He says something else. Chazanish has a different explanation of this idea. If you remember, we had a similar idea by Baal Be'ir. Baal Be'ir is her husband's in the city. But it's a big city, right? So we said, Rav Moshe says, realistically, the guy has to come. He has to be shayach in Mitzias. You don't have to know that he's on the way home, but he has to be that he's around enough that he could possibly come. If she knows Bevada that he's an hour away because he FaceTimed her, and he said, hey, look, I'm in Manhattan over here. So now she knows he's an hour away, it won't work. We said over from the Chazanish that it's not about the Mitzias that he could come. The idea is, if she's in the city of the husband, she's not relaxed, she's not calm, she's not in a position that she's going to do anything because she's under, I don't know, she's under his spell, whatever you want to call it. But she's in the city with the guy, with the husband. It's not a situation of Yichud. So Chazanish says that's also the same logic as the Heter Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Harav. The teva of people is that lemaisa, if the door is open, then the teva of people is that they don't do things which would only be done in private. So therefore, the fact that it's not considered a private situation is good for the reason why it's mutter. Even if it's not so shchiach that people will come in. It has to be possible people will come in. If it's impossible, then it makes no difference if it's locked or unlocked. But, what?
I mean, I don't know how the halacha plays out, but it's a little mistab in the cases. In other words, let's say people do come in Eretz Yisrael, right? Where are they coming in? Maybe someone will come into your...
No one's walking into your bedroom.
Nobody's going to creep around the house to every bedroom. They're going up to the second floor, to the bedroom.
It happens
into
to be...
Bedroom.
Happens
nobody's
to be...
Do that. So
happens to be... I have a friend of mine. A friend of mine went to get me... Me and a friend of mine went to Eretz Yisrael. And we went to different poiskim and we were sitting by some krells and others, whatever. Anyway, so we were going to go to the Sheva Halevi. And Lemaisa, he was a shtickle related to Rav Osner, and I wasn't. And at that time, Rav Osner was very old, so they let him go and not me. So fine. But Lemaisa, one of the things Rav Osner told him, he came out and told me this Maisa, that he said that that Rav Osner, when he was young, so he was handpicked by the Chazanish to go start the Beis Din in Bnei Brak. So he said that he wanted to give a dogma how you could be medayik in every word of the Chazanish. Every word of the Chazanish, you could be medayik exactly what he says is mamash emes lamita. He said he had a story one time that he wanted to go speak about the Chazanish about something. And And he knew he was home. He knocked on the door, Chazanish didn't open, so he walked in. Fine. And he sees Chazanish not by his dining room table. He says, where is he? So he goes into his room. So he sees that there's like, he's sitting on his bed. He's sitting on his bed, and his cover is over his head. So he's like under his covers. So he opens the covers, and he sees that the Chazanish is writing Chidusham and Erevin. Chidusham and Erevin over there. So he says, why are you writing Chidusham and Erevin over here under the covers? So he says, because I didn't want to get distracted. but he basically said to him, he said, because I know that every word that I'm going to be writing over here, people are going to be medayek it, so I had to choose exact wording. I didn't even want the sunlight in the room to distract me. That was my so-called cousin. Anyway, so I guess the cousin is taka held that this, you know, is in the dark side. But Lamaisa, the Chazanish's logic is a very, it puts it in a whole different light. It's not so much about, is it this or is it that? Is this person going to come or not going to come in? The fact that it's open itself is misalic to privacy. And that alone, that it's not considered a private situation, that alone makes it that it's not ichud. This is the heter of the Chazanish. So according to the Chazanish, as long as a person feels different when it's locked versus not locked, that alone already, that difference already takes away the yichud.
Well, we say the same thing then with Sarah, then, you know, someone babysitting, so the parents could come home at any time. We don't say that that's a heter, right? I mean, just because they, you know, I don't know, they might come home early.
No,
but you don't feel private. You're in someone's house babysitting. You're a teenage girl who's babysitting a 9-year-old
boy. You're saying if the door's locked?
The door's locked.
The point is, if it's a matter of that I don't feel comfortable in a private area, there's plenty of other scenarios like that. Like, for example, a babysitter.
So the Chazal saying, the lack of privacy, which is defined as access to the rabbin, that lack of privacy shteres the yichud. The fact that there's a yoytziv and nichlas lav dafka, the fact that they told you to go away for 3 hours, you know, for Bible B'yir maybe that works, but that doesn't work for this.
What's the sin in the kudu that the chazan yishtar adding to the rashbars?
He's saying it's not so much about the mirsas that they'll catch you. Because then you have to be much more calculated about the time and is someone coming, is someone not coming. He says even if it's an old person that hasn't really gotten visitors in the last kufa, it's not realistic that someone's coming. You don't get visitors. It doesn't matter. It's a matter of privacy. That's his point. I'll read the lashon he says over here. The Sefer Dvar Halacha brings it down. It seems like the Sefer Dvar Halacha is very, all the poskim are right. The more I look around, everyone's bringing down the Sefer, the Dvar Halacha. So the way he brings the Chazanish is, I don't think the American poets can go with this Chazanish so much, but it changes the whole sugya. So that's what he wants to say. Now, based on all this, let's say we go with the Chazanish and we don't go with the Chazanish. But the idea is that even Pesach Pasuk L'Shazam is a heter, even if the door is closed, but it's not locked. So that's, and it's realistic someone will come in. So let's take a few cases and see if we can apply it. So the babysitter case, if we're going to go with the Chazanish, yeah, as long as she unlocks the door. She doesn't want to leave the door unlocked. That's the whole thing. Babysitters feel unsafe. They don't want to leave the door unlocked. So then, you know, it's not necessarily going to help. But where it does help is by a doctor's office. So a doctor asked me recently, he said he's a firm doctor, and when he sees, obviously, legally, when he sees patients, if he sees a female patient, he has a nurse with him in the room. So legally that works, that covers you because you know you have another eid echad. But the problem is in hilchos yichud doesn't work because a man is also yichud with two women. So it doesn't really work for yichud. Okay? Unless you figure out a way to say that this nurse is not part of the yichud and she's a shomer. But why is the nurse not part of the yichud?
Be legal basko,
what?
Probably be legal basko.
Yeah, if anything it's worse. So,
the door's not locked.
So Terry says the door's not locked. The Terry says even if the door is closed, okay, the door is closed, but the door is not locked, and it's very reasonable to assume that someone will come in, because as long as the nature is that people do come in once in a while to ask a question, hey doctor, you know, can you sign this paper? Thank you, sorry, bye, whatever. So all that happens. So Mamela, that would be Matar the Yichud. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, for sure it's enough to be Matar the Yichud of one man with two women, because if we started in the very first shir, one man with two women is not Yichud Derais, it's Yichud Derabbanan. So since it's Yichud Derabbanan, you could definitely rely on the heter of the door being unlocked. However, that would only work if Taka, there's other people in the office, which usually there are. But let's document an exception for you. Come in after hours, right? You're coming late, I'll do an emergency, whatever, and there's only him and that nurse that's with him in the room, then that would be a problem. Then the husband should go with his wife to the appointment. What?
Cleaning crew can come in.
Okay, but he knows the schedule of the cleaning crew, you know. But that would be
part of the cause an issue if the doors are not locked.
The doors are not locked, but you're in a building and this, and there's nobody around. Chazanish says it works in an apartment building if there's other people in the apartment building. Even though the other people don't necessarily come in.
What about digital?
Okay, I want to talk about that. I didn't prepare that question.
I'm saying digital
cameras. No. It's a very serious question. I have to give a separate share on that. And I'm not prepared to answer that question. People hawk about it a lot, but Lamaisa, you have to get the sources. For sure, for cashless purposes. Nowadays, any cashless agency, Kima, will not allow a Hechsher without cameras, you know, in the restaurant, in the key areas, and nobody rely on it.
But they rely on it,
you know. And Maisim Bechol Yoyim, that the cameras come in handy. Let's just leave it at that.
It's a lot easier for food.
No, I'm saying, but for Yichud.
The food's here. You're watching, fine.
Right, now let's go to a...
There's cameras everywhere,
right.
Like where they are.
Right. So now, in a doctor's office, I'm not so concerned about the yichud. I think most cases will be covered. But I think in a case where you're in an office setting, so there could be really serious issues. So if you have to take these calling. Even if one man and two women, so he has two secretaries in the office, but it's a closed office, and basically this is my office space, and now nobody really is coming in, it could be a shadow. If it's during the daytime hours, so there's always people around the building, you know, but if let's say you go in on Thanksgiving, you're going in on New Year's or whatever, and because you have to make up for Chol Moed, because last time I talked about Chol Moed, so you're not going to work Chol Moed anymore. Now you're going in on New Year's to make up for Chol Moed, and now you have Yichud problems. So if you're going in and there's nobody else in the building, it's just you and the secretary, that, and there's taka nobody around, then won't it? But in general, if there are people around, the door's not locked, then since it's one woman with two women, I would be okay being makel on the fact that people could come in and out in that type of setting. So in an office type of setting, that's the klal. As long as it's realistic, people could come in for sure. If there's multiple people in the room, it's okay. That's okay. The shaila really would be in a case where, like we said, if there's nobody coming in and out, then that would be a much more serious problem. The question is, in a home setting, where everyone's timing that just because the door's unlocked, no one's walking in. So how do you deal with that? It's tautological to assume that just because the door's unlocked is not really enough to take care of Yichud. And even the door being open, I'm not sure how much it takes care of the Yichud. Again, I think the Chazon Ish would be more makel there, because the Chazon Ish would say if it's not locked, you don't feel private. But, okay. Let's say that much the place came here are not so comfortable with. So is there any other heter? So there is a heter that you could specifically tell people to come in to the house. So you could, and in that case, you could even leave the door locked. You could leave the door locked and give them the combination or the key. And if you know that someone has the key or the way in, so that could share the yichud. Now, the question I will put out there, which I'm not klar on this question, I'm not klar on the answer to this question. What is the lumdus of that heter? Everyone knows this heter. That you could tell multiple people you could tell someone to take the key or to give them the code and tell them, hey, come in. And by the way, in that case, you would have to tell them, come in no matter what, in any room you want, right? And all of a sudden, that takes care of the yichud. Why does that take care of the yichud?
But someone mental alert that someone could walk in at any time, as opposed to before, in a house, people generally won't walk in at any time.
Okay, so it opens up the fact that people could come in. So I want to put terms to it. Lumdish terms. Let's go a little lumdish over here. Is the pshat that the person coming in is like a shomer now? We learned at the beginning, right? We mentioned there's a concept of a shomer. So even though they're not with you, but since they could come in and you give them permission to come in, so it puts you on alert, so it's like a shomer now. We said Baila Be'ir is a far-fetched shomer. They're not really going to come. But here, the person, Taka, will come. Like you said. You said that the Rav comes?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right. So like, it's Taka realistic that the Rav that the person will come. Okay? So is the lumdus that is blabbing a shomer? Or is the lumdus that since anyone could come, so now even the base mayor, everyone agrees that Pesach Pesach L'Shoser Abu. Because now it is a Pesach Pesach, because I'm telling people led you to come. The whole thing is, hey, people don't come. Here, I'm telling people to come. So
it's
now...
The nafkaminas going to be if the person's not a good shomer.
Exactly. There's a few nafkaminas. Nafkamina is, number one, could you tell a woman to come in? Why? Because we said before, yichud of one man and two women is gufa asar. So what's it going to help that you told a woman to come in? But the woman being misakin with the woman herself is asar. So
she opens the front door and says, "I'm here," and never really walks through and closes
right.
The door. So that's not yichud.
It's not yichud with her, but the concept being a second woman is not really a shomer because you don't care. So. So would that have to be the scenario? You would have to say that the only way it would work is if she doesn't enter the yichud situation. Okay, so he's mechavin to the poiskim.
It wouldn't be yichud for the first person, but her coming in would be yichud.
Right, her coming in wouldn't help. So, right.
Exactly. No, because she just wouldn't be allowed to come in.
Right.
It's not yichud for the first person, but she's
right.
Just not allowed to come in.
Right.
How is she showing if she doesn't come in? She can't come in.
Because she could open the door and
she said,
I'm here.
She won't walk to the back. So
I'm here.
But she knows why she's coming there, so no one's answering.
Right, she knows why she's coming, and she's coming in. She opens the front door, she stands there by the threshold. I expect to see her in 30 seconds. Where are you?
Right, Vidalka said,
you know,
right.
I have a smoothie, you know, whatever. I have your Amazon package. So, Lamaisa, that would be, well, if it was a lady, another nafkamina, is at night, you need two shomer. So would you have to give a combination to two people? The if it's Pesach Pesach, which is her rabbin.
Like a trap in the nafkamina, though. I mean, if she could open the door and say, I'm here, so then that would work, even if she's not
yeah.
A shomer.
Right, so that, but you need to say to two people that. How many people
why
have to have access?
Well,
because at night you need two shomer.
I'm not using her as a shomer. I'm using her as the fact that there's no yichud now because I don't feel comfortable doing anything.
Oh, because you're saying it's al pesach pesuach l'shiravim.
Right, no.
No,
I'm saying there's
right.
Two categories.
Even
there's pesach pesuach l'shiravim and
right.
There's shomer.
Well,
I want to know
why is it no good for one man and two women because he could seduce both of them, but she's not here, so I can't seduce both of them at the same time. I can't seduce both of them. I can only seduce the first.
No,
one.
No, no. She's saying even though she's not here, somehow it works
until,
as a shomer.
Until
but
she
the
comes.
Idea of a shomer at night is that you assume that at some point your shomer goes to sleep. So therefore, you need two shomer. So therefore, at night, you need two shomer. So if this would be the case, you need to have to give two people access. So Rabbi Yashiv says this heter works, but the heter only works if you give it to enough people that you're taka afraid. So either you can give it, okay? I heard once a psak from Rav Chashlo. He said you should give it to three people because three is the shear for Rishus Harabim. So if three people have it, then it's already Pesach Pesach Rishus Harabim. It's hard to know exactly here in the Sefer Teras HaYichud. He says that they're both true. Hayotze lanu the shitas hamatiras yotze v'nichnas u'mikach trei taimi. They're both true. Chalim shel Pesach Pesach Rishus Harabim va'oyin mishum duyotze v'nichnas chashvin al yoshev u'mashamer. It's considered a shmir. Okay, so this Eitzah does solve most cases. So this Eitzah is much better than a Stam Pesach Pesach, leaving it unlocked. Leaving it unlocked wouldn't help. So giving it to, I would think that the ideal scenario is where you give it to three people. So this way, you know that, you know, there's three people on call, and they have the permission to come in, and they have the key or the combination, and that would take care of most scenarios of Yichud in the home. But without that, just relying on Pesach Pesuach is not so possible. Cameras, Sarchin, we have to get to it. Also, how to position the cameras and what you're talking about the cameras, let's say, you know, would that necessarily work? So, at the end of the day, and got me the question, can one of the person be a woman? I think you would have to say beferish that she can, she can't come in. So you have to, you would have to assume that it's enough. In that case, for sure, I think you need multiple people because it doesn't necessarily create a full shmira.
Unless they were shown.
Single name deeds.
Like a car.
Or could we pile a beer? Yeah. We have your married neighbor.
What?
Could we pile a beer also? If it's a married
That's true. Right. You could have a woman who's pile a beer come. That would be a good etza. That would be a good etza. But even so, one person alone is not enough. Because the person, the likelihood that you really think that he's coming, once there's multiple people, so it's already a whole matzah, it's already a whole in and out, which is really creates this artificial Pesach Pesuach concept. What? Which is a Chazonish concept, which makes you taka uncomfortable. Okay, so let's just chaz over. In a business scenario, if it's taka realistic, then you can rely on this that the door is open, and that's enough. That the door is unlocked. Unlocked, even. As long as it's realistic, there's other people in the office, people coming in and out, it's not a private scenario. In the case of, once it's late at night, in an office scenario, even if it's two women, it would be an issue. The heter of having the door unlocked is not such a good heter when you're just in your home. So therefore, the heter would be giving multiple people access, because that creates an artificial Rosh Hashanah. It could be even one person who would be a shomer, like your Rav or whatever, like you said, or just a person that's around, not that I'm offering my services, but that could work. A woman we discussed, maybe with his eitz is a good eitz. A woman who's baal beir would also be enough. This idea, by the way, I heard from Rav Shimon Pinkus, a beautiful idea. He was talking about how our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So first of all, he said, you know, on Shabbos, so we have. He was going to explain why on Shabbos, so we say Shalom Aleichem, beautiful tefillah and everything, and all of a sudden, at the end, it says, Tzeiskem L'Shalom. Well, so, some people talk don't have the minute to say it, but why are you kicking out the Malachim for? What's, they just got here. You know, why, what's this Tzeiskem L'Shalom? And he said that, B'chlal, you find, in the whole Sefer Bereishis, you find that the main thing Hashem talks to the Avos about is Eretz Yisrael. Our Shaykh is in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, everything about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not the Ikra of Yiddishkeit. Ikra of Yiddishkeit is Torah, Mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael is also something, but why is that the Ikra? That the others are constantly, I'm going to promise you, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, I promise you, come back to Eretz Yisrael, you know, call Eretz Yisrael, Tashrech Yisrael, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael, you know, Klal Yisrael is in Gaul for 2,000 years, but we have Torah and Mitzvahs, so we didn't have Eretz Yisrael. So what? I can keep going. why is like Eretz Yisrael the thing? So he said a Gavaldika there. He said He said, the definition of Yiddishkeit is not what we do. We do Torah, we do mitzvahs. The definition of Yiddishkeit is the relationship with us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the way he said it, it's Yichud with Hashem. How you consummate a marriage is Yichud with Yichud. By the Chosek Kal going to Yichud, that describes that there's a home. You build a home. That's the place of the marriage, right? Now, technically, you know, you could be married and rent your whole life. You don't have to have a home. But the home represents the place of the marriage. That's the makom yichud of the husband and wife. That's the place where the relationship is. So the yichud of Klal Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is represented in Eretz Yisrael. What we do, so you have to be a good husband and a good wife, but what is the relationship is the place that we can have our closest, of privacy. This is a privacy with Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's why the Rambam holds that it's usur, he's one of the 613 mitzvahs, usur to give a goy dira in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Gemara says you could even sign a shtar on Shabbos buying a piece of property. Gemara Gittin, you could sign a shtar of buying a property from a goy in Eretz Yisrael. Because to get goyim out of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. He says, why? Because you're staring at privacy. What are you doing here? You're inside my... You're staring at the privacy. The Eretz Yisrael is a place that's supposed to be private. Asana Kosh Baruch Hu. And that's the symbolized relationship. So he says, the remnant of that nowadays is Shabbos. So he says, you tell the Malachim, it's very nice, you brought me home, but you're staring my Yichud. I don't even need Malachim here. It's just us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now it's time for you to leave, and now it's time for us to have our Yichud with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how he says it. It's a very beautiful thought. But anyway,
You're not talking about a guest either.
Yeah, okay. It's also, he's also a Yid. So the point is, that's what he's saying. The more that we include foreign influence, foreign things into it, it shares the whole yichud. So the same way, you're not supposed to have pesach b'shul v'shul shirab. Can't have just everything open and access or whatever that shares the yichud of the home with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. All right, Mishakar, we'll continue next week.